Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin has shown substantial improvement, according to the doctors treating him at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
Hamlin went into cardiac arrest on the field Monday night during a game against the Bengals. His doctors say now he is alert.
NPR health correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us with more. Alert sounds pretty encouraging, Allison.
Morning. Yes, doctors say DeMar Hamlin has begun to wake up. He's moving his hands and feet. He's not yet speaking because he's still got a breathing tube in and he's been under sedation, but he is communicating with people around him, expressing himself in writing using a pen and pad. Here's Dr. Timothy Pritz of the University of Cincinnati.
He is beginning to awaken, and it appears that his neurological condition and function is intact. We are very proud to report that, very happy for him and for his family and for the Buffalo Bills organization.
Doctors say the first question he jotted down on paper was about the game. Did we win, he asked, and the response was, DeMar, you've won the game of life. I'm sure that was a very emotional moment. So this is all very promising, Abe, but he still has a ways to go. His doctors say he's still critically ill.
The breathing tube he's using, how much does he need it?
Well, doctors say their goal is to gradually decrease the amount of breathing support he needs, and they will take the tube out when he no longer requires any support. That will be the next big milestone for him, but it's unclear how long this is going to take. His medical team saw evidence of acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS as it's known, which can occur when fluid gets into the lungs. I spoke to cardiologist Grant Simons of Hackensack University Medical Center about what this could mean for Hamlin's situation.
People of ARDS don't always make a full pulmonary recovery. He might end up with just a little bit of scarring. There's just no way to know right now.
So that's one uncertainty. They still can't exactly why he collapsed on Monday. And doctors say it's still too early to project what his long-term recovery looks like.
Yeah, and unlikely doctors can know the answer to any of that quite yet. But people are still wondering, though, I guess, when he's going to start playing football again.
Or if. I mean, this may depend in part on whether there was any underlying condition that made him vulnerable to cardiac arrest. And his doctors say tests to determine this are not yet complete. So the question is, was it just that sudden blunt impact to the chest that so many of us watching the game on Monday saw in the field in Cincinnati? Or was it something more? I spoke to cardiologist Greg Marcus at the University of California, San Francisco about this.
It's possible that he has some other cardiac condition that renders him prone to dangerous arrhythmias.
Now, this is what his doctors will need to rule out in the coming days. They'll do ongoing tests and evaluation. But for now, Hamlin's family and teammates say they are just overjoyed by the progress so far. And the Bills are now scheduled to play the New England Patriots on Sunday with the blessing of Hamlin's family. The game against Cincinnati will not be resumed.
That's NPR health correspondent Allison Aubrey. Thanks a lot, Allison.
Thank you, A. Good to be here.